Third, how to change destiny. Although habits, superstitions, emotions, power, desires, and karma can create destiny, we can still change them. All these controlling factors, from habits to karma, are nothing but our own doing. If we can maintain right mindfulness and take care with our speech and actions, we can still transform a destiny of misfortune into a life of brightness and beauty. How, then, can we direct destiny? Views and perspectives can change destiny. After his enlightenment, the Buddha revealed the truth of suffering and also taught the way to eradicate suffering by following the Noble Eightfold Path. The most important practice of the Noble Eightfold Path is right view. Only when we have the right view do we have a benchmark for the other seven practices. Only then will we not go astray. Right view means correct understanding and perspectives. Correct perspective is the most critical factor in improving cultivation and building a career. It is also a cornerstone for social progress, economic prosperity, and world peace. Take the example of Hitler. Although he was an intelligent man, he lacked the right view and right understanding. Besides having an ambition to rule the world, he also built many concentration camps and even found pleasure in the torture of millions of innocent human beings. His corrupt knowledge and false views rewrote European history, brought on a great human tragedy, and altered the course of German history. The country was divided into East and West Germany until most recently. According to Buddhism, someone with shortcomings in behavior is corrigible. However, someone with wrong views can bring great calamity to society and is much more difficult to reform. Although there are many factors leading to personal success, a correct perspective is a key ingredient. For example, a parent complains about a lazy son. The son may have no regrets. Instead, he may compound the situation. "You said I'm lazy. Fine then. I'll become a complete failure to get back at you." He gives up and willfully becomes a failure. Another person in a similar situation might look within and amend his ways. He works hard to become a success in order to change other people's opinions of him. Two people in a similar situation with differing views yield totally different results. Taking it a step further, if we are positive and optimistic, no matter what obstacles we face, we will strive to tread a new path. We can taste joy while living in the midst of sorrow. However, if we are passive and pessimistic, our outlook will be gray and miserable. To such a person, life is superfluous. Views and perspectives can alter the course of life and destiny. A generous person will have an enriched destiny. A miserly person will have an impoverished destiny. If you can look at the world with compassion, life is joyful, the world is beautiful, and the Saha world is the pure land. If you look at the world with hatred, even a pure and pristine Buddha land will be transformed into a house on fire. For a joyful destiny, we have to cultivate the right view and perspective. Beliefs can change our destiny. A life with faith is like a voyage with a destination, a journey with direction. Faith gives purpose to a task and helps us to work expeditiously toward a goal. The power derived from faith is like a motor that gives the energy to proceed and to change destiny. The importance of faith cannot be overestimated, yet faith is not limited solely to the sphere of religion. The passion that artists have for their art is like faith. Artists put all their effort into creating a masterpiece. They believe in their work. We read books on the history of human civilization, detailing how numerous scholars and philosophers have dedicated their lives to their ideals and principles. The numerous schools of thinkers of the early Qing Dynasty and the recent Russian Nobel Literature Prize laureate A.I. Zolzhenitsyn are good examples. The legendary General Yu Fei of the Song Dynasty believed in ultimate loyalty to his country, and ultimately he sacrificed his life for belief. His faith in utmost loyalty to his country changed his life, and he became a model of unswerving allegiance in Chinese history. Even today, he is still worshipped as a folk hero, and his influence is still strong. Of all belief, religious faith is the most powerful. With a strong religious faith, a person can accept the misfortune and duress of life with grace and ease. Religious faith provides the courage to endure the most serious setbacks. It opens the heart and mind to bear the seeming inequities of life, and it raises destiny to a whole new dimension. Building good relationships can change destiny. We are all members of society, and our lives are intertwined through community. Our daily necessities are produced by the cooperation of different levels of society. Our knowledge is the result of the patient teaching provided by educators. Without them, we would remain ignorant. Even when we finally enter the workforce, we need the help of colleagues and the mentoring of superiors before we can reach our full potential and make a contribution. If we want to be effective and successful, we need to maintain friendly relationships. In Buddhism, the phrase "building good relationships" means creating amiable affinity and social connections with others. The sutras say, before learning the Buddhist teachings, work to establish good relationships. If we want to build a multitude of good relationships with others, we should be friendly and helpful. With well-established relationships, we will be rewarded with great convenience in doing any task. When we help others, we are really helping ourselves. When we give to others, we are actually giving to ourselves. Because there is ultimately no duality between self and others, we are all one. It is only through fulfilling others that we can fulfill ourselves. Thus, bodhisattvas view helping sentient beings as a means of cultivation. It is through building dharma affinity with all sentient beings that bodhisattvas reach Buddhahood. Building good relationships does not only change destiny, it is also an important gateway for entering into the Buddhist teachings. In daily life, a friendly smile, a word of encouragement, a helping hand, and sincere concern can all bring great joy to others and help to strengthen friendly relations. Building good affinity broadens our horizon and paves the way for wholesome destiny. The benefits from building good relationships surely determines life and destiny. Upholding the precepts can change our destiny. In addition to views, beliefs, and building good relationships, upholding the precepts also directs destiny. Refraining from killing prolongs a short lifespan. Refraining from stealing transforms poverty into wealth. Refraining from sexual misconduct builds family harmony. Refraining from lying brings a good reputation. Refraining from intoxicants protects our health and our mental faculties. Observing the precepts changes a life of misery into a happy and healthy one. One of the sutras tells the story of how an act of protecting a life altered destiny. Once, there was a merchant who went shopping in the market. There, he saw a little teary-eyed turtle staring at him from its cage. At that moment, a thought of compassion arose in the merchant's heart, and he decided to buy the turtle. He took the turtle to a pond and set it free. Sometime later, when the merchant was out doing business, he was robbed by bandits while traveling on a mountain road. The bandits took all his money and pushed him into a lake. As he was drowning, he suddenly felt something firm under his feet. With the help of this support, he was able to make it safely to the shore. When he glanced back from the safety of the dry land, he saw the little turtle that he had saved earlier, together with his companions. They had come to repay the merchant for saving the turtle's life. This simple story depicts how upholding the precepts can alter destiny. If we can refrain from killing and instead protect the lives of all sentient beings, our blessings will most definitely grow. Everyone has a destiny. It is directed by many factors. How can we control these factors and build our own lives? We must have right view, a strong faith, build a multitude of good relations, and uphold the precepts. With a clear understanding of what determines destiny, we are freed to direct the destiny of our own lives.